Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is calling for greater emphasis to be placed on the production of value-added goods. Our Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease, no. Hand washing is key.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says Jamaica needs to place greater emphasis on the production and expansion of value-added goods. Mr. Hutchinson says commercial quantities of value-added products are to target the export market, which will in turn generate income for the country. He says other initiatives will be introduced to grow the sector. Among the initiatives is the implementation of a breakfast program in primary schools, water harvesting, the allocation of more funds for the repair of farm roads, and the re-establishment of farmers' markets.
These markets are ones which have excited the hoteliers. And this especially have asked for us to set back up these farmers' markets, where the farmers can get a direct market to their end users.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. In the meantime, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carson Buda says the AgroParks project will be expanded. 3,000 acres of irrigated lands at Ebony Park and Spring Plain in Clarendon will be made available for production in short order. A total of $190 million will also be spent to expand the project in Portland and St. Elizabeth.
Our strategy revolves around the development of our agroparks. We now have 7 agroparks in all, and we will soon be opening another 2. These agroparks comprise some 6,000 acres. Not all of it is under irrigation.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. Minister Samuda says measures are in place to assist farmers in the irrigation process. Funds have also been identified for the completion of the Essex Valley Water System in St. Elizabeth. And on our calling farmers notice board this morning, the New Beginning Farmers Association in partnership with HelpAge International will host a grand community health fair on Tuesday, April 5 at the Jointwood Apostolic Church starting at 9 a.m. Come out and get your HIV, blood and sugar tests, cholesterol, ECG, pap smear and body mass checks free of cost. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590 and we'll highlight them right here on JIS Radio. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Lick a pig have big ears. Translation: little pigs have big ears, and this means be careful of what you say in the presence of children.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, me can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there?
Just memory myself, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.